What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1087. In this episode, I'll discuss whether it's ever appropriate for a patient to be on vancomycin by more than one route of administration. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1087. While IV vancomycin is indicated for a variety of infectious diseases, oral vancomycin is primarily used to treat C. diff infection. Unlike IV metronidazole, which achieves therapeutic levels in the colon when inflammation is present and can be used to treat C. diff infection, vanco does not reach the colon when given IV. Conversely, oral vanco has negligible bioavailability, it's not absorbed into the bloodstream, and acts locally. It's for this reason that oral vancomycin is used, especially when treating severe and fulminant C. diff infection. As C. diff infection is often a complication of antibiotic therapy, it's entirely possible for a patient who develops C. diff infection to be placed on IV vancomycin to treat a previous infection, such as endocarditis, cellulitis, or pneumonia. When a pharmacist receives an order for an oral antibiotic for a patient already receiving an IV antibiotic, in nearly all cases, the intent to discontinue the IV antibiotic is assumed. However, with vancomycin, the IV and oral forms are always used to treat different infections, and it's not appropriate to discontinue IV vancomycin upon receiving an oral vancomycin order. Electronic health records might erroneously flag IV and oral vanco as duplicate therapy, potentially causing clinicians affected by alert fatigue to discontinue the systemic treatment inadvertently. This occurrence of vanco by multiple routes of administration is less common today with increased use of fidaxomicin, but it's still possible to encounter. New clinicians, especially those new to hospital practice, should receive education on why IV and oral vanco may be given together, and pharmacists monitoring such patients should be on the lookout for this scenario to prevent a patient with endocarditis or other severe infection from having their IV vancomycin treatment unintentionally stopped. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.